The conference will now begin.
Thanks for listening. There'd be no share without the people who come. All right. Here we go. You with us? Here we go. Okay. So we're in Halacha Gimel Baruch Hashem. We started yesterday with Rabbi Nachman's words, telling us that the first Sif, we know the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, which might be the most important. And all of Shulchan Aruch, you know, it doesn't detail any halachas of Shabbos, it doesn't tell us any halachas of Kashrus, or Nida, or any of these other halachas that are so, so important. But the first halacha, the first Sif in Shulchan Aruch, is maybe even more important because it's the base, it's the yesod, the foundation for all of our Avodas Hashem. If you don't have a strong base, then it doesn't matter about all the rooms, all the fancy, you know, penthouse suites you have. If the foundation is cracked, then the penthouse is going to come crashing down with everything else. We need to have a strong base, a strong yisod, and Sif Aleph and Shulchan Aruch is the strongest. And that's why there's already our third halacha from Nelson about the first Sif and Shulchan Aruch. You should be like a lion waking up early in the morning. You should wake up the Shachar. And that's exactly what we were discussing yesterday, that we have to get up and wake up the Shachars. We have to come up with a strong new Amunah every single day. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity when he replaces and he replenishes and he renews our neshama and he puts it back into our bodies every single day, giving us life once again. We need to hold on to that emunah, and we need to live with that emunah and strengthen that emunah. So Menachem told us the way we do that is by waking up early. We should be trying to get up earlier, he says specifically before Alos even, in order to learn Torah, the Davin, that strengthens our Amunah, that strengthens Amunah in general in the world. And now let's continue on page 110. Page 110 from the BRI edition of Likutei Halachos. Last paragraph here. The Ikra Shleimus Havridahu, the main, the totality, the perfection of Avodah, the Shleimus of Avodah, who is Gaber Ma'od Lamod B'cholayla B'chatzos Layla. If you want to talk about getting up early, then for real, the greatest avodah is to wake up by chatzos. Kimavur b'zohar kadosh, b'kama b'kama komos. The Zohar Kadosh talks about the importance and the amazing segulas that one has if he wakes up by chatzos every night, right? We know there's tikkun chatzos where you mourn, you cry, you say some tehillim, and some kinos, lamentations over the Beis HaMikdash. And then one is supposed to stay up if he can to learn Mishnayos, to learn Tosha Baal Peh, maybe to learn some Zohar Kadosh, ultimately ending up with a mikvah run, yes? Yaakov likes to go to the mikvah, and then you go to Shacharis. And in that way, you've rounded out, and you've perfected, and you've strengthened your emunah in a very, very strong way. So Menachem tells us, Migodol hazhar shemachiv komi shem naga yeres shem belibo lamad b'chot v'layla davka. The Zohar Kadosh says that anybody who really has any sense of yeres Hashem, now yeres Hashem, there's many madrigas, for those who have learned svarim, and misos asharim, or other Svarim Machshava, or Chassidus, knows that, that whenever the Svarim talk about Yira, we're not talking about the lowest level of Yira, which is Yiras HaOnish, being scared about punishment. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Yiras HaRomus, a very high level awareness, consciousness of the Ribbono Shalom, in a way that you feel His presence. Yira means that you can feel the Kodesh Baruch Hu looking at you, knowing where you are, what you're doing, what you're thinking, how you're feeling. And the person reaches that madrega where he's so in tune to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he's going to want to get up by chatzos. Because if you feel a lukus, if you feel the energy of God in this world, you know that there are certain places in the world that there's more concentration of the Ribbono Shel Olam. For instance, the probably what everybody would say is, no, who wants to jump in? Yavi, you want to jump in? No, you're driving. The Kosa Maravi. It could be of the highest concentrations of Elokus in this world. Chazon by the Maras Machpelo. Some people want to say that they feel it going to Uman, maybe by the Kever of the Ariza on the Beis Yosef and Tzas. There's certain places in the world that a person feels Elokus the most. Now, we don't all live in those places, and it's not very easy to get there. However, there is a time of the day where there's more Elokus that can be felt in the world. And you don't need to live in Yerushalayim, you don't need to live in Tzfat, although that would be very nice, and if anybody wants to take me with them, I'm glad to go. But the time of day is Chatzos. Of course, that sounds like a and achatzos necessarily going to sleep. Very very often people stay up very very late. We're talking about where you slept and you're waking up by chatzos. You're starting your day with chatzos, not ending your day with chatzos. Chatzos Laila, which I don't know what it is nowadays. Got to be maybe 1 something, I don't know, a.m. Waking up with chatzos. Although you could take in chatzos if you're up by chatzos and going to sleep. That's okay, and you should. But this avod is you're starting the day by chatzos. And in that way, that's the most concentrated elukos of the day, to feel that by chatzos and then until through alos, until nates. And if you can plug in avodah then, avodah zashachar, Torah, tefillah, shiris tishbachos, hisboininus, hisboididus, dvekis, it's a day changer, it's a week changer, it's a month changer, it's a life changer. So let's go to page 111. Says Rabbi Nelson, ki ikr shleimus emunah kadosh al yidei shemezaklin umeshabrin umezarin, lots of different lashonos here. We discussed in Tarsha Menachman at the beginning, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that there are certain types of questions that plague us. There are certain types of questions that there are no answers to. And if we allow ourselves to get entangled with trying to answer them, we're going to come crashing down because there are no answers. There are other types of questions that there are answers to. And we have to know, so the Mishnah Perek goes, da, you have to know how to answer. You have to know how to answer the apikoros. But sometimes you don't know. If you don't know, then you're going to be bothered you don't know. You're going to lose some amunah. You're going to feel some of that fear. The apikoros are going to enter within you. So Rabbi Nelson says, if we want to build up our amunah for it to be total and perfect and whole, and that there should be no blemishes, we need to be at the majega or mevato, we nullify, mishavim, we break, Mavan, we burn up. We burn up, we eradicate all of these types of questions and fears that enter into our life. Sometimes these are questions that it's impossible to know the answer to. There are some questions in life it's impossible to know. Why did the Holocaust happen? Who could give an answer to such a question? How could you possibly know? So do we break? They say, well, there must be there's no Ribono Shalom. That's how many people try to answer that question. The answer is, there's no Ribono Shalom. Our answer is, there's Ribono Shalom. He runs the world, but we don't understand why. And we don't have to understand. Because if we would understand everything that God did, then either we would be God or he would be human. There must be things in life that we don't understand that only he understands. Because on those questions, if you try to enter into them and try to answer those questions that are unanswerable, you will not come back unscathed. It's impossible to answer. So what's going to happen over there? At very best, you're going to give a good answer that's going to last, you know, a few weeks and maybe months and years, but eventually it's going to break. It's not going to hold steady. In those kinds of questions, amuna pshuta, which we need to work on animam and emunah shleim. We say animam every day. You have to learn sifrei emunah. You have to learn the Rambam. You have to learn Sifri Shalom. You have to learn the Chalos Lavav. It's all about emunah, to strengthen one's emunah, to realize that Ribono Shel Olam created the world, that Ribono Shel Olam runs the world, that Ribono Shel Olam can do anything he wants. Nobody can do anything. We have to learn the sifrei emunah and realize that even if we can't answer the questions, that's okay. We don't have to. There are questions that we can answer. The Gam Eilu Kushos, and those questions, the problem is similar to the Seichel V'Yashel Yashman. But sometimes those questions that we could have the answers to, unfortunately, Bono Shalom decides that my mind is not going to work today. The Shavili Seichel, the pathways of Seichel, are not going to work. I'm not going to be able to answer. And we discussed a few weeks ago that if I'm able to answer, it's a question that has an answer. But right now, I'm holding at a low place and I can't answer. That's where we're going to get into trouble. Because you're going to feel inside that there's some answer, but I don't know. Maybe the apikoros is right. Maybe the apikoros is right. If it's a question that there's no answer to, so you can just throw them out, stop with these questions. There's no answer. I don't have to answer your question. There is no answer. But if there is an answer and you just don't know it, now the apikoros, maybe the korach can get inside a person. Right? If people have doubts, right? After shlach, people have doubts. After Yisrael Moshe, what's going on over here? And about night, the korach tried to jump in there. He tried to use that hole, that break, that doubt, and try to enter into people's minds a certain fear that they were going to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, fight against Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each person, according to his madrega, there are some questions that you can't answer, even though you should be able to answer. And in that place, you could get hurt if you don't use your emunah. When you know the answer, and you should learn, you should try to answer. But there's certain times you're just not going to know, and therefore you need your emunah, otherwise you're going to get into big trouble. Let's quickly answer. Let's quickly finish up the next paragraph here. V'hatikun hazeh. What do you do? How do you help yourself out with these types of questions that bother you? So Rabbi Nachman tells us from Rabbi Nachman, V'hatikun hazeh lizkos l'shtoch at the das. If you want to open up your das that's been closed, you want to reveal the pathways of seichel that you once had, that you know you have, but they're closed off, and you're in a state of cottonness, aloneness. Learn halacha l'maisa. Learn poskim. Sifra halacha. Clear cut halachas. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Boom, 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 boom. Clear. No doubts about it. If you want to learn from the Gemara, that's fine, but make sure you get to the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You want to learn from the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosos, the Rif, the Ran, the Rosh, but get to the Shulchan Aruch l'maisa. This is the halacha. There's a confusion. What do we do? Abai says this, Rava says this, Rapapa says this. Well, l'mais the Shulchan Aruch passes this way. That's what now Klal Yisrael know. And then you say, Emuna, Vadai. V'azokim l'shalom in esbata machlokas. Then you're zokat the shalom, shalom within yourself, and you nullify the machlokas that's within you. Yes. Alibi d'hilchasa, it's called. Halacha. Learning alibi d'hilchasa. Shem b'chinas k'firus v'apikursus. Then you're zochet the shlemus within yourself, and you can break all the fears and all the apikors that you have within yourself. The zochem the das lahashav apikors shebelibo. Says Rabbi Nachman. Then you can answer the apikoris, not the apikoris in the Mishnah and Perkei Avos that says you have to answer that other person who's apikoris. You have to answer the own apikoris that's in your heart. Most of the times we're not dealing with other people nowadays. We don't have like theologians and philosophers coming to us on our door, asking us, can Hashem make a rock that he can't pick up? Can you explain that for me? Nobody asks that question anymore, unless you're in some weird college somewhere. But there's many things in our own life, that we don't know, and we question, and it's very subconscious. And if we want to strengthen our emunah, we're just going through 3 months of virus, no one knows what's going on. Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing this to us? Are there answers and there no answers? Either way, you need emunah. Either way, you need emunah. That should be our, so that's our foundation. If Gaber, we have to wake up like a lion in the morning with our munah. We should reserve them with Hashem to continue to work on our munah, to continue to go to sleep earlier so we could wake up earlier, so we can learn daven earlier and strengthen our munah. I wish you have a beautiful day.
Amen. Can you hear us?